Coming up, I'm going to give you a 2022 job market survival guide, and then we'll break down some stories. Bosses are quitting at high rates, too. Tech jobs going abroad. And I'm going to coach you up. Let's go. Giving you the competitive edge to make more money and make more impact. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Excited that you are with us. Okay, we're going to break down the economic situation that we are in terms of the job market. How could this affect you? What do you do with this information? We have headlines coming at us every day. And when you're bombarded with negative headlines, this can turn into a negative narrative in your mind. And then when all we do is focus on negative, and we don't have perspective, we can make some bad decisions. And the reality is that the economy has changed. We've been in a weird cycle. If we just back up to March 2020, when the pandemic really affected the world at work. And so I want to break this down. Let's just look at where we are. We're going to look at two groups of headlines. And this is important because there's a bit of a mixed narrative out there. So let me illustrate. Let's start with the scary bad headlines we see every day. All right, first, inflation. We prepped this show a couple days ago. I was ready to go, and I come to work this morning, and I look at my headlines. Boom. The latest inflation report from May, 9.1% inflation increase. This is the highest we've seen inflation in 41 years. 41 years. So this is dominating the headlines. All right, let's talk about interest rates. Interest rates are up. The Fed has raised the interest rates, and then it's not always a direct correlation, but you always see it. Then as interest rates go up, then you see mortgage interest rates usually follow, and that's been the case. So now it's putting, obviously, a completely different perspective on the housing market. Stock market, down. Been down for months. People are actually seeing their retirement accounts shrink tremendously, as much as 20%. Warnings, a looming recession. And then we're starting to see news headlines about layoffs. We've reported them on this show. So quick review, you got high inflation, record high inflation, interest rates up, mortgage rates up, stock market down, recession looming. Is it a recession? Are we in one? Are we certain to go into a recession? And then, of course, layoffs. All right, now, all those things are true, but let's look at some other headlines that are positive. Low unemployment, 3.6% unemployment rate right now in the United States. That's a good thing. As a result of that number, or really contributing to that number, to this other number, is the fact that we've got millions of jobs that are available still and companies can't fill them. And so that has created this competition for talent. And that in then lays into, well, we got to increase pay and benefits to attract people. And so if they're increasing pay over here, I got to increase pay to keep them. And so this is a big part of the inflationary cause. New jobs being added. Just last week, end of last week, job numbers released, 372,000 jobs added to the economy in June. In May, it was about 390,000. So you're looking at 700,000 plus jobs added in the last 2 months, despite all of this. So new jobs being created. Davos, for those of you who pay attention to the global leaders and all this, all these leaders and big tech and big business meeting together, and all but one CEO of that group said they had no plans to slow down hiring. This is, again, a positive, real-world economic sign. So, quick review. Low unemployment, new job growth, hot labor market, great opportunity for you to still get paid and get paid substantially more. And yet we're dealing with inflation, high interest rates, stock market down, recession, possibility and layoffs. So here's what that means. that there are parts of this economy that aren't favorable for us. So let's look at, obviously, the rate of increase. People have made more money. Yet, you haven't been able to keep it, right? You've gotten big raises, but gas and groceries are up. But this is seasonal. And here's why I'm breaking this down. The team and I were talking, I want to give you all some real calm and some real perspective. I'll give you an example. I firmly believe that next month you'll see the inflation rate drop. I think the number that we see now, which is a 41-year high, is largely because that was at the peak of gas. If you're paying attention, gas prices are falling. They just are. I saw some data right before I walked into the studio, saw a news article. Consumers are spending less on eating out, driving less. So these are market-based behaviors that do change things. We the people have more power than we realize. If I could collectively, Alex, talk to the American people right now, if I could pipe them all in right now, the American people right now, I'd go, hey, you want to help do your part for inflation? And most people go, yeah, Ken, what can I do? Hey, pull back on your spending. Pull back on your spending for 3 months and watch what happens. Carpooling, driving less, not eating out. What's going to happen? Prices are going to drop. As demand pulls back, prices pull back. And so this is a cycle, is my point. Let me give you an example. If we did not have inflation right now, if inflation were flat and we were going into a recession, most of you wouldn't even feel it. But we're feeling the inflation, baby. Okay, you're feeling it. But the reality is this is the circle of life. This is just what happens from time to time. So I want to give you three things that allow you to survive in this weird topsy-turvy roller coaster economy. Number one, be vigilant. Be vigilant. Pay attention. I'm going to do my part to inform you, but you need to pay attention. And I don't mean every negative headline. I mean really look at what's going on. Don't just take one headline on inflation and go, ah! You know, okay, well, what's the job market look like? Hey, I can actually save more money. One positive of interest rates going up is we actually were able to make more money in our savings accounts. Be vigilant. Pay attention. What are the trends? What's causing the spike in gas prices? And they've dropped every day for the last 40 days. What's causing that? Be vigilant. Pay attention. Number two, be frugal. It's really smart in a time of uncertainty to go, you know what we're going to do? We're going to slow down. We're going to save a little bit more. We're going to pull back on some things because inflation is there. My groceries cost more, so we're going to eat out less. You know, maybe we go to one of these restaurants so kids eat free on Tuesday night. We're going to eat out. We're going to eat out for less. That saves us money on groceries. Whatever you got to do, you tighten up. Number three, be prepared. Be prepared. We've talked a lot about this. What would happen if you did get laid off? What would be your first 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 moves? So be vigilant, be frugal, be prepared. Why? So that all the negative headlines and all the negative news doesn't freak us out. None of us makes good decisions when we're freaked out. I am a man of the people, and you people are now culmination. How about that? I just decided. There's a play on words there. The YouTube crazies are going to have to kind of adjust to this. I was talking to Connor in the hall, Alex. I didn't run that by you. But I thought, you know what? I kind of like it. The culmination, right? The culmination is the word of winning and knowing your role and stepping into that role and making more money and losing your voice while you're doing it. So we're going to call you all culmination. How about that? We'll see if it sticks. If you hate it, we won't use it again. Things I don't talk to Alex about from time to time. I'm going to have a sip of water, kids. That's good. You know what we need? We need a sound effect like when we were kids. You remember when you come in out of a hot day? Come inside, your mom would say, get some water. Or we, you know, I was lower middle class. So we had Kool-Aid, you know? Drank an inordinate amount of Kool-Aid in my day. And you remember it being really hot? And you take that first gulp of Kool-Aid or sweet tea. You remember the sound you would make? That's what I needed to do right there. So there you go. All right, let's see. Before we get to the news, I'm very excited about our Career Boost certification. This is very exciting. Ramsey Career Academy, and I'm locked arms with our Ramsey Education folks, and we've created the Ramsey Career Academy. And we are launching the Career Boost certification this fall. This is a 10-week certification that will help you gain essential skills that you need to win at work. People skills, project management, goal setting, communication, self-awareness, digital marketing, and sales. I, alongside my colleague John Deloney, and a number of Ramsey Solutions executives will be a part of this. Spots are limited for the fall cohort, so don't wait to apply. Go to RamseySolutions.com/boost. That's RamseySolutions.com/boost. And those are all the pertinent details, but I'm going to tell you something. I'm really excited about what we're doing because, again, this morning I'm doing show prep and I read news like crazy. And just read an article about more and more hiring managers are looking for soft skills, people skills to be highlighted on your resume. We're going to be covering that more on the show. Alex, we need to add that to our meeting today, by the way. I've got a fresh article on that. And this is what we're doing at Ramsey Academy is to help you acquire these soft skills. Because here's what's great about soft skills. You can go from zero to hero. I'll give you an example. You know, one of the soft skills is adaptability. How do you handle change? Now, you can have some personality traits and some bad experiences that don't make you do well with change right now. But with training, you can go from zero to a hero. But here's what I can't do. A physical skill, I can't do that. I have no vertical leap. It was the bane of my existence. Basketball is my favorite sport. I can't jump. And Alex, no matter how hard I tried, I actually talked my dad into buying those funky shoes. I'll have to show you a picture in one of our future segments of what these things look like. I'll pull it up for later in the show. We'll do it at the end of the show. These things were the biggest hoax you've ever seen in your life. And it was basically a tennis shoe with a platform on the front part of the foot. And the idea is you walked on your toes all the time, supposedly strengthening your calf muscle to make you jump. And I bought these things. I wore these things. I tried to do everything. And my little itty bitty calf muscles, they got nothing in them. So here's my point. No matter how hard I tried to increase the physical skill of a vertical leap, I didn't have it. But with soft skills, you can go from a zero to a 10. And so do check that out. It's going to be a great course. It's limited. RamseySolutions.com/boost. So there you go. All right, let's get to it. Two great stories in the news. Okay, this is from Vox. You conservatives out there, relax a little bit that I'm using this as the source. I see, I know these people, Alex. Oh, he referenced it. All right. Listen, this isn't a political story. Everybody relax. Okay. Headline, even managers are quitting their jobs and joining the great resignation. No surprise here, but this is relevant. Let me explain. There's a company that is called Vizier or Vizier. They're a people analytics provider. And they noticed that resignation rates among managers went from 3.8% in the first half of 2021 to 5% in the first half of 2022. That's a bigger jump than the amount of people that left in non-leadership or management positions. LinkedIn found that the rate of people leaving their jobs at the director level has been growing much faster than those at other levels. And then our dear friends at ZipRecruiter said the job postings for managerial positions are growing at a faster rate than job listings at large and currently make up 12% of the job postings on ZipRecruiter. So real quick, I endorse ZipRecruiter because they're the best hiring site in the nation and they're a free resource to you. So can I just do a quick recommendation here? Thank you very much. It's my show. I'll do it anyway. If you are looking to step into a managerial position, there is a huge need right now And my friends at ZipRecruiter are seeing their job postings, companies posting for leaders and managers, growing. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/Ken right now. It's free to you. If you want a leadership position, why wouldn't you let Zip? So there you go. Okay, more. A survey of managers from the software maker Humu found that retention and hiring were their top two biggest challenges last year. So the reasons that managers are leading is they're stressed out trying to fix and fill positions. So with people continually leaving, it is putting more stress and more pressure on managers. People demanding remote work. Having to lead people in a remote setting is more complex than leading them in person. So this is another part of the strain. And a lot, and then we've talked about this more, we've talked about this on the show before. A lot of managers get put into management, not because they're great people leaders, but because they've been great performers. And this is huge. We're going to focus a lot more on this. Just because you are being presented with a promotion into leadership doesn't mean you're a great fit for it. Now, leadership can be taught, but it doesn't mean it's in your sweet spot. A third of managers who quit in May did so for career advancement reasons. And then a bunch left because of just the pressure on managers. Research from Humu showed that the attrition risk for managers is 2 times higher than for non-managers. That has not been the case in years prior. Okay? What's going on here is a lot of pressure. And they got an opportunity for bigger pay. And they make more so they can take a risk of leaving. All right, next story. Tech companies, this is from Business Insider. Tech companies moving jobs out of the U.S. due to the great resignation and the adoption of remote work. They source a company headquartered in San Francisco, just outside of Silicon Valley, who is looking for 21 engineering jobs, but they're not looking in the U.S. Where are they looking? Latin America, Europe, Africa, and the Middle East. And they're being flexible on this because they're saying we want good candidates. And they're having a hard time finding good candidates in the U.S. More on this in a second. That's a radical departure from the way tech companies have always done it. Silicon Valley, or initially they were all about, let's keep everybody in Silicon Valley. It's a private club. It's our special little place. And, you know, it was about face-to-face collaboration. But the great resignation happens and they realize, hey, we sent everybody home. Leadership said we did had to, so we did it. Tech recruiting platform Lasky said 75% of companies that were hiring engineers in the U.S. were also looking for engineers in Latin America. That's up 55% from a year ago. So once companies realized that people could work from home, they realized they could hire from anywhere in the U.S. and abroad. And specifically, a recent analysis of job postings on Indeed across 51 occupational categories, people most likely permitted to work from home were software developers. This is why I endorse Bethel Tech. Some of you right now are going, Ken, I'd love to work from home. I'd love to work in tech. Guess what? Software developers, above all, are more allowed to work from home. And companies can't find people. 9 months from now, if you go to betheltech.net/Ken or call them up, tell them Ken Coleman sent you. Folks, huge opportunity for wannabe software developers, and my friends at Bethel Tech will get you there faster and cheaper. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where we coach you up to make more money and make more impact. I think the YouTube folks are kind of weighing in here on the new tribe name here, Culmination. We'll call you Coleman Nation, and it's a playoff of culmination where you reach that pinnacle of your professional potential. I love it. Gary Spratt is confused. God bless Gary. It's not culmination. So come on, Gary. Get the wax out of your ears. I expect more out of you, the number one YouTube crazy. If you're going to be the chief crazy, you got to pay attention, Gary. So there you go. I'm having a little fun with Gary. Gary's great. By the way, Gary came and visited us in the old studio a lobby area. So if you all are ever in Nashville, I got to tell you, come on by and see us. We'd love to see you at Ramsey Solutions headquarters. You can watch the show live here in the lobby. And also give us a like, a thumbs up right there below the video window. If you're watching, we're experiencing tremendous growth on YouTube and you all are helping. Those of you that watch later, you can do the same thing. Give us that thumbs up and subscribe and share the episode or a clip at any time, and that helps us grow. All right, let's go to, is it Eliza in Westchester, Pennsylvania? Eliza, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thanks so much for taking my call.
You bet. How can I help today?
So I've switched jobs multiple times over the last 2 years, and I have 2 associate's degrees, but I still don't feel like I found kind of my niche within my professional world slash life, and I'm kind of stuck as to what to do next, and I was hoping maybe you could help give me some guidance.
Yeah, sure. So I like to start with ideas that you've had, because I know somebody like you who takes the time and puts yourself out there, right, on a live show to get some coaching. You've had some wonderings, I like to call them. You've wondered about this. You've wondered about that. And I think you need some, I think you need some clarity today, and that will give you confidence. So let's talk about what you've wondered about the most. Give me some clues.
Okay, definitely. So the thing that seems to be on my radar the most right now is something more related to like the business aspect of the professional world. I've always been in healthcare like prior to all of this, kind of wondering that type of thing. I'm thinking I might be really good in like an HR project manager type position, but I don't feel like I know enough about them and don't know really how to kind of move forward into those areas.
Okay.
Another thing I'm also interested in is I have like my own plants and like a garden and stuff like that, and I really love that kind of stuff, but I can't really tell if that's more of like a hobby or something that I could possibly pursue professionally as well.
Yeah.
Because it kind of like lights me up and I'm excited about it, but it also doesn't really seem like a career, because I really want like a simple life where I enjoy what I go to work to do and I'm financially secure, but I also really want to have like a work-life balance as well.
Okay, so let's stay with the gardening thing for just a second, because this might be hobby only, or maybe it's both and. Maybe you belong in HR or project management, or either one of those would be in your sweet spot. And the gardening could be a side hustle that maybe eventually becomes your full-time gig. So maybe it doesn't pay the bills initially. Maybe it does. So I don't want to discount any of those. Let's go to the gardening thing really quick, because I think it's going to be the easiest one to break down.
Sure.
What lights you up about gardening? Tell me specifically.
I think that for me, again, this is going to probably sound a little bit
Stop. Eliza, am I your friend and coach? Yes or no?
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't you dare qualify what you love. No more setup or excuses. Tell me, what lights you up about gardening?
I really like the process of figuring out what plants look good where. And just, I don't know, they bring me joy. I love the color. I love kind of putting them all together in a way that they complement each other. And I love how much joy they bring to other people. Like when I was planting my flowers, I live in an apartment, so it's just on my balcony. Everybody was complimenting how nice it looked, things like that. So I feel like, again, I can never tell, like, is this a hobby or am I really interested in doing this?
You're not allowed to do any of that. You're just supposed to tell me what you love about it. And that was phenomenal.
And also one other thing that I can think of.
Right.
I'm planning my wedding. I'm getting married in September.
Okay.
So I have a lot going on.
Yes.
But I went to a florist for my flowers for my actual wedding. And I completely lit up at her just pulling different flowers for me, putting them together and making them very special for me. And I was like, oh my gosh, like I wish I could do this. Like,
awesome. I see a pattern here. All right, so we have we got about 5 minutes. I want to hustle because I'm seeing some stuff, but I want you to tell me now what intrigues you about project management. I want you to do the same thing you did with gardening. Don't explain anything to me. Just go, based on what I think I know about project management, this is what I think I'd like about it day in and day out. Go.
So I think that in regards to like my personal skills, I'm very organized, pay attention to detail. I'm very efficient, a good communicator. And I kind of like the making things efficient and streamlined and kind of making things move forward in an efficient, really good way.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that I like creating systems for things. Like that's just kind of how my brain works. And that's kind of where I was thinking like human resources, project management, because I really like helping people, but I also really like kind of like analyzing, making things better, coming up with new ideas and kind of pushing them out into like a business or something along those lines. Like, I think that those are things that kind of make me tick as well. Yep. But it's also like, I don't know if I can see myself doing that as like my career, so to speak. Like, I'm not sure that that'll give me that deep
sense. Well, the reason you don't, but see, you're an overthinker.
Yes, I am.
I know. And you're talking to one. So the reason I can identify you is because you and I are birds of a feather on this one. So I want you to stop thinking. And the answer to is project management or HR work, is it something that I can do every day for a long time in a career, is going to come down to your heart, not your head. And so I wrote a book called The Proximity Principle, and the principle says this: in order to do what you want to do, Eliza, you got to be around people that are doing it and in places where it is happening. I could have also said that the key to clarity and confidence on is this something that will light my soul up every day is also hanging out with people that are doing specific HR work that you're interested in. There's lots of different types of HR work. There's the recruiting side. There is the serving side. I will tell you, based on what you've already said to me, I think you'd be more interested in the serving side, not the recruiting side. You know, helping somebody onboard, helping somebody deal with a difficult thing where HR comes in and they just walk alongside people to deal with tough stuff. You know, I think that's more the direction you would go. So what would you do? You'd spend some time with somebody who does that. And it's almost like doing a college term paper on what they do every day. And in learning what they do every day, the good about what they do, what they love, what drains them, what the traps are. As you were acquiring that information through that unbelievable brain of yours, your heart will then go ding, 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 or you got me?
I gotcha.
Now, same thing with project management. You got to spend some time with people that are successful project managers. And then what you do is you run it through, and as you're gathering information, your brain is either, I mean, your heart's either going to go or forgot about my sound effects earlier. I asked for those sound effects because I got tired of doing it myself, and I got all these sound effects. Do you understand what I'm saying about the head and the heart?
I do.
Okay, now, I want to read back to you what you told me when you dismissed gardening. I wrote down, you love the process of planting the plants, growing the plants, the creative side of matching the plants up so that they look great. You loved how they complemented each other, and you loved how they gave people joy. Then I asked you about project manager. You said, I like creating processes and I love efficiency. Can I tell you what the thought is that I had?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think the gardening makes as much sense as the other two, because here's why. I think you like creating processes. I think you like creating order. And order is beautiful to you. That's why the flower garden is beautiful to you. It is a sense of order. It's pleasing to you.
Definitely.
You got to listen to that, kiddo. That's beautiful confirmation. So I think there's nothing more to do here other than you just need to go talk to some people in HR, and you need to talk to people in project management. And I think you ought to start your, I think you ought to keep doing this gardening thing. I think you need to go, what's a side hustle that could eventually maybe make me $500 a month, and maybe it could make me $1,000 a month? And just keep letting the heart engage with the flowers and the garden and maybe florist work on the side, because maybe one day that's where you go. So I think it's both and to everything you gave me. You're amazing, Eliza. You got some work to do. Let the head gather, let the heart decide. Press on.
Thanks for listening to The Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
If you enjoy this podcast, you should check out other great podcasts from the Ramsey Network, like The Rachel Cruze Show.
Money should be fun, not stressful. I'm Rachel Cruze, and I'll show you practical tips on how to save money in your everyday life and get out of debt even faster on The Rachel Cruze Show. I'll show you that you can take control of your money and create a life you love. Listen to The Rachel Cruze Show wherever you listen to podcasts.